food fears. I confronted one earlier this week. Mayo, can't do. Can't mess with mayo. Don't even like a thin spread of it on something. Meanwhile, I got a Peter Northsworth on that banana and mayo sandwich.
No.
One of the worst things I've ever tried. I swear someone was lying to us about this. That this was like this delicacy in the South. The South will rise again. It was the war of Northern aggression.
Scott and I liked it. I had no problem. I don't know if
I
go out of
now
my
Now I want to fight you again.
Discussed yesterday, Gramps Robinson.
Okay.
He, a noted pervert, he also eats peanut butter and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, God.
I have no problem with that.
Why don't you just take a sandwich and dunk it in a toilet?
Growing up poor will do that to you, I guess.
Yeah, but poor doesn't equate awful taste.
You gotta eat. Well, yeah, you don't have to. You don't have to put the mayonnaise on.
Like, even if you're poor, like, that's not like the default poor person
food.
Don't
use up all the peanut butter.
Yeah, damn it. Go ahead, pour some more water in the conditioner and shake it up. That'll make more conditioner. Put some more Hellmann's in the jiffy. So, what is the fear of food that we have in this room?
One time, when I was married, my wife made tacos. And I ate one, and I said, hey, are there onions in this? Because I can't do onions. She goes, no, I didn't put any onions in it. I go, really? And what's in it? She starts listing the ingredients, and she says, taco seasoning. So we grab the little packet, and ingredient number 9 is like onion powder.
Onion powder.
And I found it in there. I don't know that I'm afraid of onions, but every single time I order something, miso soup, but it doesn't matter. No scallions, no onions. I don't like onions.
No, I think onions are disgusting. Onions I can't do. And also, don't do the thing for me where, like, I'm going to cut them up so small you won't even taste
them.
Let me help you skip a step. Don't put them in there.
They always say that.
If I'm not going to taste them, don't put them in there and save yourself the work.
You won't even taste them. I'll decide if I taste them.
And or don't do the thing where you put in a chunk that's so big, this big, huge, you can tong the onion chunk out of there. Just don't put them in there. And go ahead and work on the next thing.
There you go.
Mine is mushrooms. I can't do mushrooms. I think mushrooms have the slimiest, most boogerish mouthfeel. If I find out that there is an onion, a mushroom in my food, I'll muscle down an onion if I accidentally get one in my mouth.
Right.
If I find out that there's a mushroom in my mouth, grab me a trash can.
Yeah. Hey, which one of you guys is the lead singer?
I can't do mushrooms. All right. I feel that mushroom tip near my lips. I can't do it.
Oh, God.
Josh, what about you? Any fears? Now, because you have a very particular diet, being that you try as best you can to stay kosher. So removing all the porks and the bacons and the things you won't eat.
I assume Diet Coke is kosher.
Yeah, I've strayed from the path. I'm not as good as I once was. But I hate milk. Can't look at milk, can't smell milk, can't taste milk. I don't even want to be near milk.
Do you know that baby mama buck and I want to run out into the forest and just tear a deer in half? I mean, literally rip its head off and throw up into its gaping neck wound whenever she's haggardly thirsty, like just mowed the lawn because her boyfriend's too lazy to do it, or walked 2 miles because she just decided to go for a walk with 17 kids and is profusely flop sweating. She opens the fridge and the first thing she reaches in for
really
is a gallon of milk and starts to chug until it does the thing where it runs down.
What
and
percent?
Two.
Okay.
It's thick. And it's gross, and it's awful.
It's not D, but it's not skim.
No, she loves the D. But just the act, all I think of is Anchorman. Oh, milk was such a bad decision. Who drinks milk when you get thirsty? I have so many options in my house. Teas, juices, do what I do. Steal one of the juice boxes from the kid and say that they did it. And watch them and get trouble later on. You have a good laugh.
Yeah, feels like it's coating, right? It's like drinking Pepto-Bismol to quench your thirst.
Now, I will drink like milk and like a hot chocolate, like
cereal.
Coffee, cereal, stuff like that. But the act of actually like chugging milk.
Cereal, Josh? You like?
No.
What do you eat it? What do you eat your cereal with?
In the past, I've eaten cereal with chocolate milk, which is not real milk. It's chocolate milk. I rationalize it by saying that it's from a chocolate cow.
Oh, you know what else I can't do? Fish, where the head is on the fish.
I will return that son of a bitch so quick. If they put a piece of fish in front of me and I have to stare up at that dead, lifeless eye, like, why are you eating me?
So when you order fish, you say, look, I'm going to need that without the head.
Hey, hold the head, please. If you go to an Asian restaurant, a lot of times they'll just leave the head on there. I don't need that. Mike Anderson, food fear.
I guess eggs. We've been over this before on the show.
But you confronted that fear. You actually ate eggs on air.
It was a bacon and beer we had maybe a year and a half ago. And they made a platter of beautiful dishes of eggs. And I tried each one, and each one made me just about puke.
Eggs Benedict, sunny side up, dry scrambled, wet scrambled, everything. Didn't like one of them.
Is Rocky like a horror movie to you when he takes those eggs and just chucks them down?
When you do the raw egg in the glass protein session, you are a lunatic. Talking about food fears, just the stuff that once it's placed in front of you, you're just like, oh, God, not this, no. Stephen Huber, he's our music director, assistant program director, and he's like the gourmand around here. I mean, you put anything in front of
stinky
that guy.
Stinky cheeses, I know.
Smelliest cheeses, wines you've never heard of, parts of the animal that no one eats, like tripe. Like, he'll eat, like, the back of a deer's eye and just savor the goop out of it because it's got an earthy, rustic tone with good heat and hints of cinnamon. You put a green pepper in front of him, he will punch your baby in the face and throw up on said baby. I mean, he hates green peppers. And this is one, I'm going to jump right to the phones here. Mike, this is going to be the food fear that I think I face next week. Maybe we do a combo. I've already said mushrooms. And I'm going to piggyback Justin in Aberdeen's food fear. Justin, good morning.
What's going on?
How you doing? What's up?
So, if you were to put DO in liquid form, it's going to be blue cheese for me. I literally feel like I'm eating DO in liquid form. And if it gets in front of me, I'm like, oh, God.
Blue cheese. Thank you for the call, Justin. Blue cheese. Right there. If mushrooms is one, blue cheese is 1A.
Love blue cheese.
Oh,
love blue cheese.
You hit animals.
The bluer the better.
Oh, it's bad cheese. It's going bad. And I know I'm on an island by myself or with
Not you're not by yourself. That's either love or hate. Nobody has indifference towards blue cheese.
The only thing that I really will handle blue cheese wise is Mother's Federal Hill. Does a blue cheese sauce for their wings. I don't know what they do to it. It's more ranch than blue cheese, but they still call it a blue cheese dipping sauce. I actually don't mind theirs. But a chunk, a crumble, a hunk of blue cheese will make my eyes water.
What's your guys' go-to salad dressing?
I like a nice balsamic vinaigrette, or maybe a light Italian.
Aw, watching your weight.
Trying to. Getting in shape for the summer.
Josh, go-to salad dressing?
I like Thousand Island.
Guessing yours is blue cheese, Joe?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, my God.
I'm with you. It might be one of my favorite foods, like a blue cheese burger with bacon on it.
Oh, yeah.
Both of you.
That's my go-to.
It overpowers everything. And on top of that, it hangs out in your mouth way too long. It hangs out way too long.
When you have blue cheese, but then there's a dressing, but then you find yourself a nice big hunk of blue cheese.
I will separate that and eat it all by itself.
My stomach's nodding up. My stomach is nodding up. And I don't know why I'm so eager, Beaver, to do this. But yes, Mike, next week, my food fear to be faced will be mushrooms mixed with blue cheese. And I'm telling you, lay down plastic underneath of me because it's going to be a disaster in here. Let's go to another caller here. Who do we got? Now this is, I'm looking for like common stuff. Blue cheese is common, okay? Mushrooms is common. Yeah. Onions, those are common. This isn't something you're eating every day, so I can understand why you wouldn't care for it. Devin, Fort Meade, good morning, friend.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
All right, so here's my food fear. The reason why it's kind of semi-common for me is because my dad and I used to go hunting when we were kids all the time, right?
Okay.
And I was living with him. And it's deer heart. And
wait a minute, say that again. Yeah. Deer what?
Deer heart.
Like, deer heart?
Jeez. Yep. I mean,
that's a food fear. I think most people don't want to eat the still beating telltale heart of a deer. Yeah, that's not an uncommon thing. Though, to reference another comic we already brought up earlier this morning, one John Muma, who's a friend of ours, once almost came close to divorcing his beautiful wife, being that she spent something like $400 on this high-end crock pot. John is a deer hunter. She comes home and just smells this horrible scent just permeating the house. He's gone hunting. He's taken her new crock pot and is slow simmering three deer hearts in beef stock in her brand new, never used before crock pot. And the smell in this house is if you set fire to the dumpster out back of a Joe's Crab Shack. The amount of heat and this revileness, how hot and disgusting it was. There's like a, there's you get like liver. Do you eat liver?
No.
Liver's got that real irony taste to it.
No organ meats for me.
Yeah, I need those choicest guts. I can't do the heart. I can't do the liver. I'm not a big fan of the brain. It's got to be visually pleasing to me also. Let's go to line three. I think this is more for Josh than us. Tyler in Westminster, you have some insight into chocolate milk.
Yes, I do.
Please.
Be careful.
Get ready.
Tread lightly.
Yeah. Josh, buckle up.
So I was always told when I was growing up, and I can confirm this now that I work in the food industry, that they use all the imperfect milk when they use to make chocolate milk because they can just discard.
Watch the language, man.
What kind of work do you do in the food industry?
I'm a chef down in downtown.
Wow.
I slurp blood out of milk. Does I just that, ladle it out.
Is That's that crazy. True? I mean, is that really? Because, you know, most of my chocolate milk I'm making my own out of regular milk, right?
Yeah, it's still edible or drinkable, right? Without bad health.
I would assume. I mean,
because
remember?
If they're putting it in there, it can't be something that'll make you horribly sick.
I mean, you always hear those stories about you're allowed so many, like, parts per hundred of rat feces in a hot
blood?
Dog.
Yeah, I don't want blood in my milk.
Yeah, you're allowed like three ferret tumors in every Choco Taco or something like that. I can only imagine how many teaspoons of cow blood you're allowed to have.
Oh, I love strawberry milk.
Oh, no, this is great. Oh, that's just regular milk. That's just from a freshly murdered cow. That's disgusting.